Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, it's the big show. Yes, it's a big bad show tonight.
Hour of the Wendy's Big Show here on 105.7 FM, The Fan, 1250 AM, and the freeradio.com app, 414-799-1250, if you want to join the conversation. Will Marvin Williams be a difference maker or just the piece to a puzzle that is a bigger feel for him? Expected to be signed by the Milwaukee Bucks and cutting Dragan Bender because of the buyout market that was going to be the place where the Milwaukee Bucks were players. They ultimately were, and the report coming out that they will indeed grab Marvin Williams, and he will be the newest addition to the Milwaukee Bucks. First, I'll start with Gary Ellerson here on 105.7 FM. The Fan, Gary Ellerson's here, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, and Leroy Butler, Leap 36, here with Milwaukee's preferred personal injury attorneys, Carlson, Blau, and Clemens. Get the injury settlement you deserve at 414-342-1000. Gary, do you believe Marvin Williams can be a difference maker or more of just a piece to the ultimate puzzle for the Milwaukee Bucks?
So when I saw this, Twitter just absolutely blew up. When, you know, and Marvin Williams, was he a lottery pick for?
He was the second overall pick the year the Bucks grabbed Andrew Bogut with the number one.
So, I mean, he's been around for a while, but I saw a lot of people just absolutely going crazy about this pickup, and I just don't know. I mean, most certainly, who did they let go?
Dragan Bender.
Bender, and so you swap that out for him. I mean, I think he's really just a piece of the puzzle. I mean, I don't know what you really expect from him. Did they get better? I really haven't seen Marvin Williams play a lot lately. I mean, maybe they got better. Maybe they thought that they got better. But I don't know if it's like Leroy would say, Steve, to get up and run out the building, run down the hall, all that kind of stuff. I don't think it's one of those kind of deals. Did you upgrade? You probably did a little bit. Did you help yourself rebounding? Maybe. I mean, I think any moves that they make right now, and if it's not a trade or something like that, you're not really getting your team better.
Right. They're very incremental moves. I think what I liked about it was the fact that it's a guy who's been a proven team player in a
that's
group
what you gotta have,
that you don't want to mess up, right? And then Dragan Bender wasn't grabbing many minutes. More, he played, I think, three times as many games for the G League Herd than he did with the Milwaukee Bucks. And when I looked at this one, it felt like to me it's just another guy to throw out when you are keeping Ersan off the floor. I don't see him taking minutes away from Robin Lopez, Sparky, because of how much Mike Budenholzer loved the fact of getting a true backup center. A guy that maybe can come in once Giannis is off the floor. That could be another opportunity for him once you get later on in the season and you're trying to rest your superstars a little bit more. But what I do like about Marvin Williams is he can shoot it from the outside. Not a knockdown Kyle Korver-type three-point shooter, but over 35-36% for the majority of his career. Good team defender, quick release. I don't see much of an issue with it.
It's a better version of Ersan really on the floor defensively for
quicker,
sure.
That's for sure.
And that really, I think, is where he's really going to help you.
He's going to take that many charges?
Ersan
take a lot of charges.
No, he's not taking charges.
No, that he will not do. No,
he's not going to do that. He'll just get rid
of Ersan that quick now.
And that is that's Ersan's best defense.
That's
just
right.
Like it was Andrew Bogut's best defense. Fence until he learned how to block shots.
Right.
I love the Marvin Williams addition. I think it's solid. Do you get better? Yeah, he's better than Dragan Bender.
You never, ever in your life accuse me and Gary always agreeing with the Packers after this.
What do you do?
Because
I
always like something they do. That's the same thing me and Gary like. Oh, yeah, they're going to talk positive.
I mean, if you
Packers.
Look at the history on this station, you're right. I've always approved of everything the Bucks have done.
Yep, you sure have. That's why I said Paul Gasol and Nifflin. I knew it was coming. He just didn't think he was going to get no smoke.
Sure.
Yeah, he love everything they do.
But you brought the smoke upon our guy, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, and called him out onto the carpet.
I don't do that. We family.
No? Okay.
But listen, Steve, this is a want. This ain't no need. That's the difference. The Packers have, and I tweeted this, they have a lot of wants. They don't have a lot of needs. Then how do you explain the 14 games? The Bucks 45-7. They don't need nothing. Okay, you want to get a guy and just put him at the end of the bench, you ain't going to play. Because your other guys won 45 games. This is just a want. So, hey, yeah. But you've got the best team. You didn't need to do anything.
And that's why they didn't do anything in the trade deadline. They wanted to come out here and get vets.
With the buyout stuff, I said, you know, all that moving money around. And all. I don't even get how to do the buyouts. But as long as he get the $15 million, I don't care. I'm just saying, for Bucks fans, you're already at the top. Because I can't believe, giving you the side eye, by the way, I can't believe if they had not done anything, dare I say Bucks fans would have been upset.
No, it felt like Bucks fans were very, very happy that there were no moves at the trade deadline, understandably
just don't even get – just keep the team like that. Do you think they would have been upset?
But I like the fact that you go out and grab another vet in a situation where it fits into the mold of the veterans that they've grabbed, right? Where they've grabbed a lot of guys that have been around the league for a long time, well-respected, good dudes, but none of them have won a title.
But which one of them panned out, though? They picked up them type dudes.
Well, Kyle Korver's worked out pretty decently well. So has Robin Lopez. I would also say George Hill's worked out really,
I'm not
really
putting
well.
Robin Lopez in that. Nah, I'm not going to. Nah, I'm talking about
he old, came here old. Because it was his brother's team.
No. I'm talking about old people that you're just bringing in
sure.
for name brands.
My man Kyle Korver.
Once again, come on now. I'm talking about a place significant minutes going to make a big difference. They got enough guys.
Sure. And I think that's the toughest part. Wesley Matthews, minimum contract, guys in the starting lineup. I thought he was going to be replaced in the starting lineup long ago. I thought when they brought him in, it was a situation to midway through the year, take you around the league a little bit, Dante. Yeah. Then you're going to get plugged in, and we'll put the vet back on the bench with everybody else.
I get that, but 34 is the reason why you're winning. I mean, you don't need that.
Well, that's a fact.
But what proved it was the all-star team that he chose. You don't need all
that. No, it's bad. That all-star team that he drafted.
It's bad to the people that like the name brands.
Sure. I made a few different wagers over the weekend with individuals about that all-star team getting swept.
Now, if you lose that,
I will.
Remember I told you.
Sure.
You're the parlay company. Like these parlays, don't
I do
that.
Like parlays. Yeah, almost hit one on Saturday night, my man.
See, almost is the reason why they keep you coming back.
Almost.
5-6.
You always hit 5 or 6, Gary. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And the one guy that goes 6-for-6, losers like this one just keep coming.
Yeah, I know. And then I parlayed it onto my man, John Jones. And I was really, really sweating that one out with John Jones on Saturday night because I thought he got his butt kicked on Saturday night.
Unanimous. What do you mean you thought? It was unanimous.
I've never seen the champion get put on his can by a body punch in the first round.
So it was rigged?
He got knocked down. No, I don't think it's rigged. I think they gave it to
unanimous.
The championship.
I think it's, maybe I read it wrong.
No, it was. It was unanimous. I don't know how somebody scored it 4-1.
Unanimous
but.
Means that it's clear cut.
That everyone said, yeah, he won the fight.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know if it was that clear cut. 414-799-1250.
I don't even know why I'm giving it airtime.
Marvin Williams, a significant difference maker or just a piece to the puzzle? Let's go to George on the north side. He's up on the fan. Hey, George.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
Hey, one thing I want to say, as far as Sparky is right on point, I listened to some old commercials where he was talking about how Milwaukee already don't get no respect. You know, we're 44-7. If this was
45.
The New York Knicks, 45-7. If we were the New York Knicks, do you know how crazy everybody would be going?
Or any team in L.A.
The hate for the city of Milwaukee is so angering and ridiculous, but I don't even care because I got the same mindset as Giannis guy. It doesn't matter. We're the best team in the league, and yes, I'm sorry, Leroy. You're a Hall of Fame player. You're a great player, but you know what? You're wrong. When it comes to Marvin Williams, that's a good piece. You know why? 6'9", 35% from the three-point line. He can defend. It's excellent because you know why? When Giannis sit down, you need somebody else who can defend and score. So it is a good pickup. We don't need a flashy pickup because we do have the best team in the league. You're right about that. But that is a great pickup for when the playoffs start. Let's not think about right now. Let's think about when the playoffs start. Because, see, with the Bucks, we're all locked in about the playoffs because this don't mean nothing. If we can't go to the finals this year, it's all for nothing. Because Kawhi ain't in the division. LeBron ain't in the division. It's Giannis' division. so no one in the East is better than us. If we don't get to the finals, then that's a travesty. But we're set up already to go to the finals and win. And getting Marvin, to me, was no different than getting Iguodala. I'd rather take Iguodala about 35, 36. They were saying if we got him, that's our championship piece. Mm-hmm. So I'm proud to see Marvin Williams. Hey, he's just as good. I ain't going to call him no poor man, but Iggy ain't the same Iggy.
Yeah, so no, I disagree. Out, I totally disagree with the parallels between Iggy and Marvin Williams. No,
Iggy is a championship. You're right. He's
right.
A championship player.
Yeah,
I agree with that.
He got rings.
He does got rings.
Yeah,
but that's let's look at it like
and
this.
And he's MVP.
But, and thanks for the call,
he's
Jordan.
He's not that guy anymore, obviously.
Right. But is the difference worth $13 million that you were going to have to pay more for Andre Iguodala than Marvin Williams?
The difference?
The
yes.
difference.
Yes. For Iggy, yes. I mean, I think Iggy's a much better player than Marvin Williams, and always has been. No, but you now you're talking about the slide. So, you know, we're talking about their peak. He's been a better player's peak. Now you're talking about the slide.
Yeah, no, okay. I'm saying right now today.
Yeah. Now you're talking about the slide. Yes, right now today, Iggy is better than Marvin Williams. Because there's a slide with Marvin Williams as well. So one guy's going to go down farther than the other only because one guy was better than the other guy. One guy, and I think Iggy's a better defender, too. I mean,
sure.
He can guard multiple people. I mean, he still can do that. I think it's invaluable when you start having rings and you bring that inside the locker room. Look at the Bucks locker room right now. And I think you made mention this last week. There's nobody in there that's got a ring. But they're an older team. They're a veteran team.
Yeah, they're one of the oldest teams in the league. And none of those guys that
none
they brought in
got a ring.
Do have one. Which...
But you would think that would make them hungry to go get one.
Sure.
But there's also value in a guy that's having one to show you how to go get one when it comes to that time to – well, you're right. If it comes to the playoff and Marvin plays, I mean, I'd rather have Iggy.
But see, here's the thing. You need people when Giannis is on 18 points against the Magic who are going to step up. Brook Lopez, or any Lopez, going 5-for-5 from behind the arc. Chris Middleton in this points. He averaged 6 points.
Well, Marvin's not going to score. That's not who he is.
Well, he's going to shoot from the outside, and he's going to...
He got enough shooters.
The rotation would have been different because I think Iggy Moore replaces Chris Middleton a lot more than
probably.
Marvin Williams is going to be able to come in for Giannis. So I think that's the side of it that does draw a little difference.
No, he ain't coming in for Giannis.
For the 7-8 minutes that Giannis comes out for the game.
You think so? That's where he's coming in?
Well, that's usually when Ersan comes in.
Okay.
He ain't Ersan. Ersan's better, man. Ersan's better than Marvin Williams, ain't he?
Well, that's what we're going to find out. He's Marvin Williams more athletic and can score the ball maybe a little bit quicker. Ersan does a lot more of the dirty work. That's what I'm definitely going to say.
And every time he gets a charge, that's 2 points taken away. Analytics.
Where Ersan's a glue guy.
Right, and that's why you didn't get rid of him.
Don't complain. Totally glue guy. People love him. Just great.
But all these guys are glue guys. That's what they're bringing in. They're bringing in
glue. They were going to win the championship anyway. To me, no one's even close to... The Bucks are by far the best team.
And by far the best place to go golf right now is the Wisconsin Indoor Golf Center, as you guys were able to see this weekend.
And Leroy came over there.
Free food and drinks, cuz.
Well, you love free food and drinks, don't you? Guys, Wisconsin Indoor Golf Center, we had a chance to go over there this weekend, celebrate Brock's birthday. And
he couldn't wait
to
tell him he drove. I'm driving.
He drove over there. And boy, we had a lot of fun. Partaken by everyone. And, you know, we got a chance to golf Pebble Beach, Doral, Pinehurst, and the simulators.
Tell about Maria's swing.
Well, Maria could not hit the ball to save her life. That is Leroy's daughter. It took her about 15 minutes before
she had a great setup, though.
And then, you know, of course, Genesis, which is Leroy's wife, says, "Can you just teach her what to do?" And Leroy says, "Can we just leave now?"
Yeah.
That's a good answer. Yeah, let's just get
And then Leroy finally gave her a tip as a true dad would. And Leroy says, "Can you just hit the ground? Just hit the mat. Hit the mat, you hit the ball." And then finally after 25 minutes, she hit the mat.
We just go. It's just embarrassing.
It's just embarrassing. Can we go now?
Yeah, I don't know. I think Brogdon was playing Pebble Beach because the guys were playing Pebble Beach.
Mm-hmm. Sure, at the Pro-Am.
Yeah, right up on the screen.
Congrats to my man Rory McIlroy, back to number one in the world.
Guys, and I think it's a great place. And, you know, we talked about it. We had wings. We had pizza. Of course, it's a full alcohol bar. Guys, don't let your swing go into hibernation. Keep it fresh at the Wisconsin Indoor Golf Center. For details, check them out on Facebook or online at wisconsinindoorgolfcenter.com.
Is Marvin Williams a difference maker or just a piece? 414-799-1250 in 15 minutes.
I don't think you could say just a piece because I don't think you could say
You don't think that's appropriate?
Piece of the pie.
Piece of the pie. Piece
don't
of the
say
pizza.
That either. Says piece of the pizza, yeah.
Something that Leroy Butler was very, very
influenced
by in 15 minutes from right now on this day in history that Leroy Butler definitely benefited from. Bring that up in 15 minutes, Wendy's Big Show on the Fan. FM, the Fan, 1250 AM, like, and the free radio.com app. Yeah, we're trying to take this title home.
Favorite artist.
Just hold on. They're going to hold on and try to take Liam Charles Antetokounmpo home from the hospital as Giannis, now a father to a beautiful young baby boy that came out about an hour ago from right now. We will know if Giannis does indeed play tonight. I don't think anybody would fault
Some
him if he took the night
off.
Some kid's
going to lean over to him in the third grade and say, "How do you spell your last name?"
And he's going to say,
"Giannis, my daddy now."
Huh?
That's what he's going to say. "Hey, my daddy was Giannis."
No, oh, I think he's just going to say this.
Huh?
I don't know either.
No, just say, "My daddy." "I'm my daddy. I'm my daddy's child."
So now,
first child.
Do you remember when you had to first say your address?
Yes. I think I was in like first or second grade when we first had to do all that.
That was hard.
Oh, yeah. I knew it all. I was kind of I loved the directional stuff when I was a little kid. I was always the kid sticking my head out the window watching all the streets and stuff like that. I was a weird
dog
kid. Yeah, I'm very much like a dog in that sense. I'd always have my head out the window looking around. Oh, we're in Cleveland. Okay. Most of the time.
That's disgusting.
What?
Did you have long hair?
So I got a lot of protein. Never.
You didn't have long hair.
It came late.
Had to be a buzz cut.
Okay.
Always when I was a kid. So once I got 18 and I moved out and got myself into college, I said I wasn't paying for haircuts anymore. So that's why I haven't cut it since.
Okay.
414-799-1250. How much will Marvin Williams help this Milwaukee Bucks team if he is able to play, what, Stevie, 12 minutes a night? Is that too much or too little?
No, I think he's going to play 18 minutes a night, somewhere in that area.
That's a lot.
No way.
He's going to play more than 12 minutes, folks.
No way.
Oh, yeah, he is.
Nah.
Ersan's minutes are going to go down, I bet you. But
I hope not.
His minutes will be there, providing he does what I think he can do, which is D up more athletic guys, because Ersan not getting any younger either. And Marvin Williams isn't getting any younger either. I get it.
I was going to say.
But still more athletic than Ersan. And he can still knock down the three like Ersan. So I would assume Marvin Williams is going to play 15 to 18 minutes a night would be my guess, somewhere in that area. Because remember, it's not like Budenholzer plays these starters a ton of minutes. He doesn't. These guys,
very much true.
These guys don't play a lot of minutes. They just don't. So he's going to have his opportunity to get on the floor and play.
Dragan Bender played 7 games for this team. So,
that's an upgrade.
Right. Obviously. So, I mean, it's got to be an upgrade. But the marginal of the upgrade, I think the way that they went about this whole deadline and working into the buyout market, it's what the best teams in the league usually are always doing. The ones that know that people are chasing them, they're not always going to go out and make the wholesale changes. Now, there's still Isaiah Thomas who's going to be out on the buyout market. I expect him to get swiped up. Somehow, Jamal Crawford's still a free agent. Deion Waiters, who they're reporting going to the L.A. Lakers. I don't know if LeBron's really going to want that
headache
again.
They're going to work out J.R. Smith, too, apparently.
That one blows my mind. But him and J.R. Smith are boys.
But
I think
what kind of desperation are you in trying to get J.R. Smith
him.
Or Deion Waiters?
I mean, I'd probably rather have J.R.
Collison hasn't played all year. They wanted Collison. Now, he decided he didn't want to play, but they wanted him, too. Like, how desperate really are they in L.A. as a Lakers organization?
Seriously.
Well, let's ask the Laker fan.
They're not desperate. Kicking the tires like every team.
You want J.R. Smith for your Lakers?
I want anybody to play some defense because they don't seem to play it down the stretch. Just watch when they play Golden State. Golden State would beat them to the bucket and everything. They won by 5. It was up by 21 at one point. They need something to kind of shake it up a little bit. Now, you could see somebody just coming in to maybe get 10, 15 minutes, but no one's going to dig into Kuzma's minutes.
That's
true. He's your guy. You just got to hope he gets hot. Hasn't been overly great because they'll snatch him too quick.
And I'm not the most fashionable guy. I admit that. I know where I stand. Can we ask what on earth was Kyle Kuzma thinking about dyeing his hair blonde?
Girls love that, man. What are you
No,
about?
I do not. I've never met girls that think that looks cool.
Yeah, they love that.
Do they really?
Yeah.
Love it.
That looks awful,
Chris,
man.
Chris Brown got one part of his hair was like light blue. The other part was
red. See,
but
there's a difference to me. And he's Chris Brown's one of the best-looking dudes that I've seen in a long time.
Kuzma, light-skinned, he's a good-looking guy, too.
Most boys from football team all dyed their hair blonde.
Really?
Yeah. Why do you think Odell Beckham Jr. put the little highlights in his hair?
Yeah. I don't know. I was going to ask you if I ever met him.
Girls like that, though.
Just, all them kids doing it, man.
That get them in.
Out of the loop, bro.
You ever seen that little fish at the bottom?
See, but there's a difference between like the top,
like
the kid from the Take It to the House kid.
Yeah.
Right? On the NFL. He had like the top is blonde and then the bottom is dark.
Yes.
That's a style I've seen a lot of. Yeah. The full blonde just looks full weird blonde. To me.
Yeah.
See, we're talking about it. That's why we did it. If he hadn't not have done it, we wouldn't be talking about it.
He would have just been out of the loop, and no one would be talking about
him.
Not
up.
Playing any defense, so
no one's I don't care about that. That way. We got people for that. That's why I wanted to ask somebody that's like Beverly, somebody like him.
Well, you're not prying him out of there. You're not prying him off the Clippers.
Somebody like that.
Sure.
Yeah, just play defense. I mean, I don't care about nothing. I just want to go lock people down for 10, 15 minutes a game. Now I'm diving for balls and, you know, LeBron and AD, they don't got to get on the floor. I'll get on the floor. They need somebody like that.
That game winner, or not game winner, but the dagger that LeBron hit against the Warriors first time in the Chase Center, that one was sweet. Similar, they just did a side-by-side view of it with the one that he hit. I want to say it was in 2011 with the Heat. Literally same spot, same shot, same situation, buried another one. Yeah, the Warrior announcers are like, come on, dude. Make anybody else beat you but this guy.
The one that your boy shot over the Rockets.
Bogdanovich, that one was nasty, yeah. Right in James Harden and P.J. Tucker's face. Not many times you're going to get a three over a center, but when he's 6'6".
Tucker hit all switch, though, cuz. And that side corner's hard to hit that shot.
That was a great hit on Saturday night for that three. No doubt about it.
That's the one guy you can't leave open. That guy... That's the kind of guys you're looking for with the Bucks, though. Somebody can knock down a wide open. Because you're going to get the wide open looks.
A lot of people try to get Bogdanovich at the trade deadline. They weren't moving him.
Mm-hmm. No doubt about it. And Bogdanovich is going to be with the Kings tonight. I think you're going to see a lot of people.
If he came here, and I would have ran down the hall.
But Bogdanovich shooter. From the Jazz, he buried pretty much the same shot against the Bucks for a game winner in December after Chris Middleton traveled. Instead of shooting the ball. But, you know, stuff happens.
You bring that up.
It was just still on the tip of my tongue. 414-799-1250. 799-1250 if you want to join the Wendy's Big Show. You can also tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan. I'm at Bill Schmidt Radio, at Gary Ellerson, at Leap36, and at Sparky Radio. Or you can just listen to Steve Sparky Pfeiffer right now talk about Sight and Sound Solutions.
Sight and Sound Solutions, they are the place to go. And Gary was talking earlier about the Nary Home Improvement Show coming up. Sight and Sound Solutions will be at the Nary Home Improvement Show. So you can go talk to Al yourself. You've heard me talk about Al for years, and now you have your opportunity to go to the Nary Home Improvement Show and talk to Al. AT&T and DirecTV, TV and internet for as low as $99 a month. You get the choice package. Fox Sports Wisconsin, watch your favorite baseball or basketball team there. Plus NBA League Pass at no additional cost for the rest of the season, and $200 of Visa cards. Good wherever Visa is accepted. But wait for it, they can do even more for you. Sight and Sound Solutions can offer you a U-verse bundle, the new AT&T fiber internet, AT&T wireless phones, basically the entire lineup of AT&T services. And as an existing customer, if you feel your package deal could be better, well, they can help you with that too. Would you rather call 262 number? Talk to my guy, Al, who I've been working with for several years with my DirecTV. Love it, love it, love it so much. Including that DVR has 1,000 hours of recording space. Beautiful. Sight and Sound Solutions, a preferred retailer for AT&T. Call Al today or go see him at the Nary Home Improvement Show. Sight and Sound Solutions, 262-754-1500. That's 262-754-1500.
28 years ago today, the Green Bay Packers changed the landscape of Wisconsin sports. What's the best trade in Wisconsin sports history? We'll tell you probably the proverbial leader in the clubhouse next on the Fan. Lane comes up on the Wendy's Big Show at 5 o'clock. We also have the Chevy Drive Home moment of the Big Show coming up for you right now today at 414-799-1250. 28 years ago to the day, perhaps the best trade in Wisconsin sports history executed. Brett Favre traded from the Atlanta Falcons for a first-round pick to the Green Bay Packers. So my first thought was this. If the Packers traded a first-round pick for a quarterback that was not going to start, we would be blowing up with phone calls and reactions saying, What on earth is Brian Gutekunst doing? Ron Wolf may be lucky that sports talk radio wasn't really a thing 28 years ago.
Would have lost my mind. A first-round pick on a third-string quarterback? Not even a backup. He was a third-string quarterback. That's what he was, and that's what you gave up to go get him. Yeah, I would have. Yeah, I seriously would have lost my mind had I been doing sports talk radio. No question about that. It's funny because you bring it up, like, what's the best trade? Okay, outside of Yelich, what other star player were you able to acquire in trade that played at an MVP-type level outside of Brett? I mean, I don't think there is one. You've traded them away.
That's true.
Cinder forced your hand because he didn't want to be here anymore and wanted the hell out of Milwaukee, so you got forced into trading him. But Molitor, he left as a free agent, so that guy was gone. Yant was here his whole career. Drafted him, went through all the way through, so you didn't trade for him. Braun, you drafted, so you didn't trade for him, another MVP-type
yep.
player. I mean, you don't have anything else. It's got to be Brett or it's got to be Yelich, one or the other.
I got a couple of different reactions. I put it out on Twitter once I saw it earlier today of what was the best trade in Wisconsin sports history. I got, obviously, a lot of Yelich, a lot of Favre, no doubt. The other one that I got a big one response to was CeCe Sabathia. So, like, that's different because CeCe was here for 18 games. But those were some of the best games I've ever seen in a Milwaukee Brewers uniform.
Steve,
was the CeCe Sabathia.
Summerfest.
No, CeCe Sabathia.
Summerfest.
Were we at Summerfest when it happened?
Mm-hmm.
I thought we were doing a remote
Summerfest
down by Miller Park Way at
Chili's.
Chili's.
No, we were at Summerfest.
You sure?
Because everybody was crowded around the tent as Tom Hargercourt was kind of breaking it down, breaking the trade down as it was happening, I believe. I'm pretty sure that's where we were. Maybe not. I'm old. I forget things. Maybe not. I don't know. But I do remember we were definitely on remote.
It's funny you said
and people
Chili's,
were going on crazy.
I going. Yeah, I thought it was on Miller Parkway.
Yeah.
Then everybody was wearing, like, CeCe Sabathia jerseys.
We
like,
were there after.
Like, immediately?
Like, yeah. How did that happen that quick?
Yeah, we were there shortly thereafter that deal. Sabathia's first start. I
was
think
a
we
Tuesday
were
night. Well, that could have been it. Yeah.
Sabathia's first start, we were there at Chili's
that's
at Miller Parkway, I think
yeah,
it was. And they got on a huge sellout streak, and those jersey shirts just flew off the shelves as soon as they made that trade. And
I remember
you know, the whole chant of CeCe, that whole deal when he came into the game. People were just losing their minds because, remember, at the time, it wasn't about winning, going to a World Series or anything like that. It was just about making the stupid playoffs. That's all it was about.
Yes.
It was about nothing else. And then Sabathia sacrifices his free agency, possibly, and starts pitching on 3 days' rest consistently down the stretch at the end of September, which was beyond stupid for a guy that was going into free agency. And he's like, I don't care. I want to go to the playoffs. Here we
go. But he was balling out.
Yes, he was.
I do not remember anybody doing like that.
Mm-mm.
His ability to go on that 3 days rest and then also walk up to the plate and mash homers. He hit, what, like three homers in his time with the Brewers,
too? I will say this. I don't think he was never the same after he left here.
He pitched pretty well for the Yankees early on.
Yeah, but I get he wasn't
like
that dominant.
He lost something.
Sure.
What he did here looked like after he left here, he lost something. Just me.
Well, it's hard. That was similar to like when Christian Yelich went on the stupid tear to win the MVP in 2018, right? I think immediately you're like, nobody can have a better half of a season than CeCe just had with us.
Right.
And like once he went to New York, he definitely did get measured to that. I don't know if he had a run like he did with the Milwaukee Brewers, but he did end up getting to the World Series with that group. And then you just still remember, you're talking about the jerseys, Gary. Mm-hmm. They were all over the place. I remember being at Miller Park the day they announced that they were, like they said on Monday, we will have CeCe Sabathia t-shirts. And there was 75 people at least lined up outside of Fridays to go and get a CeCe Sabathia t-shirt. That was the biggest adrenaline rush of a trade that I can remember.
No question. It was huge. And, you know, I haven't been in that locker room that whole year. The one great thing about Sabathia was, and you don't know what you're getting when you acquire a player from another team as far as personality and how he's going to fit in.
Yes.
He walked into that clubhouse and fit in seamlessly. I mean, it was perfect.
Yeah, because when he walked in, he says, okay, boys, get on my back. I'm going to show you how to get there.
He was like a big old teddy bear. I mean, he just was fun-loving, chill dude, not too uptight about anything. Yeah. Just a perfect fit for that clubhouse. Yeah.
What about the Chris Middleton deal that was the Brandon Knight deal that nobody else talked about?
No.
If the Bucks win a title, does it get up into the top three?
Can't do it. Well, can't I guess maybe top
you
three.
Can't do it. Maybe
so you're
top
saying
three.
After right. Favre and Yelich.
After Favre and Yelich, yes.
Yeah. Sure.
What's the question?
Yeah, sure.
I was just asking, what's the best trade in Wisconsin sports history?
Best trade in Wisconsin sports history. Good or bad?
Good. I'm looking for good.
There's not many.
There's definitely a lot of bad ones.
Let's do good or bad.
Okay, that's
good
fine with me.
Open
yeah.
it up. Good or bad.
So for you, which is the best?
That brings in the Bucks.
That means a good one.
It brings in the Bucks.
It does. Bad.
Well, that brings in the Lou Alcindor trade, yeah.
Yeah, it does. It brings in the Bucks. Another one. Look at you.
But he forced your hand. There was nothing you could do.
Yeah.
He didn't want to be here.
He didn't want to be here. Best trade in Wisconsin sports history?
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to ask Leroy because he's super biased. I can't ask him.
Of course, because I got the best answer. I always do when y'all have these comments.
Well, you also have the jewelry after it, so.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Dean got all the jewelry.
Well, Dean does have that. All. Well, you got some, too. I'm going to say, was Yelich a trade?
That was a trade, yes.
Yeah.
Brett Favre.
Well, of course it's Brett Favre, so I'm just going to go without saying Brett Favre.
Sure.
But I would say Yelich may be the second one outside of
I
that.
I agree.
And going into that.
Brett Favre is a given.
Just sure.
Throw that away.
And that's how we're doing this. 28 years ago to the day, Brett Favre was traded from the Atlanta Falcons to the Green Bay Packers for a first-round pick.
Ricky Bobby said, if you're not first, you're last. It's just Brett Favre. Stop it. We don't have to do this. After 30 years of misery and winning a Super Bowl, and they know he was a gunslinger quarterback from Mississippi, and he was fifth string, 19th string.
Missing
down there,
half of his intestine.
And he traded a first-round pick.
Would have killed him on Sports Talk Radio.
I'm just
and
saying.
You would have looked at like Sparky in the
head. That's true.
Looked at like.
Would've you would have killed him.
That creates people like Sparky.
I think
because
also.
Because you say, why would you.
Why would you do this?
Starter. Who was the starter? Steve? Chris Miller.
Yeah.
I think, and then the redhead guy was the backup.
He also wasn't going to be the backup.
Listen, you trained this guy from Mississippi, you're doing what? Oh, he would have been getting, Ron Wolf would have been ran out of town.
Twitter would have been on fire.
Oh, you right there. Oh, you did what?
Because he also wasn't brought in to be the starter. He was coming in to be a backup.
And you already had Magic.
Who was playing well.
And my man Kurt Warner was on that group too, wasn't he?
No,
that's why Ron Wolf has a gold jacket.
Well,
moves
that
like
true.
That.
Now Warner was just a training camp,
but he was there. Think about it, two Hall of Famers in the same group, and Steve Mariucci was on top of it.
Ron Wolf has a gold jacket because he went out, he tore up the book. The book telling you what the values. Remember they had the value book.
Come on with it, Leroy.
Rip it up and throw it in the air, and people are like, let's make a phone call. Mm-hmm. Bob Harlan, excuse me, breaking news, I just traded for this for that. Get what Harlan said. Do what you do. I promise you I was not getting in your way.
Well, he definitely wanted. I can't believe he didn't want to get in the way there.
Hey, Aaron Rodgers may go down as one of the best draft picks in his era.
True.
Because he went 24th. And beat every guy who went above him. But when you're talking about trade, where you picking up a phone and you're discussing this, and Atlanta laughing. You went in. Dude, you could have gave us some double stacks, and we would have gave them to you.
Be careful, Roy.
But you're going to give me a first-round pick?
Mm-hmm. Thank
you're a real sucker.
Then I appreciate you on that one.
I've got another trade. But I'll let them see if they come up with it.
Let's hear if James on the south side has one
first.
Let's
see what James
says. What's the best trade in Wisconsin sports history?
How you doing, guys?
Good.
Hey, James.
James, they hate when you ask us how we're doing. I love it, but they hate it. But go ahead.
Hey, so first time caller, I got to ask how you doing. But,
thank you. That's manners.
Leroy's teaching us something every day, James, just so you know.
That's right.
Yeah. Go ahead, buddy.
So besides for the obvious, I'm a huge Bucks fan. I love what the Chris Middleton trade did, but I wanted to bring up the possibility of not going through those big 3 years with the Bucks and Ray Allen and making that trade for Stephon Marbury for Ray Allen.
Yep, that's right. Andrew Lang and Ray Allen for Stephon
that's
Marbury.
That's a good one.
That was the one I just thought of.
Oh, that was the one you just thought of? That is a really, really good one, too.
That's another one.
The incredible hump kick.
They got booed. They got stuff thrown at them at the Bradley Center when they announced that trade. People were hot that they traded Stephon Marbury. Furious.
Yep. He was a good player, too.
Buddy.
Were you a big fan of it?
No. No, I wanted Marbury. No. But I wasn't mad like that, though. But that night at the BC, they had this draft party, and they get up there and they announce it. That place was about ready to be burned out. They were hot, Bucks fans were. Wanted Stephon Marbury, and you just traded him for some guy out of Connecticut, Ray Allen. Oh, people were hot.
Shooter!
And obviously, it all came came out fine. Ray Allen ended up being that guy, but sheesh.
My favorite part of the Ray Allen thing, we just had the dunk contest on that Ray Allen was in. Good luck talking to somebody my age and saying, you remember when Ray Allen was in a dunk contest? They would think you were a liar that he was actually being able to dunk because we never saw him do anything like that. It was always 35 feet and deep.
Such a class guy to be around. The first time I saw a Ferrari, I said, boy, you NBA boy. Tim Thomas had another car I couldn't pronounce or spell.
Well, Neither could he. Stop it, Steve.
Come on, Steve.
Hey, man, as long as he got $50 million in the bank, who cares?
That makes sense.
You're right.
But I couldn't believe how these NBA guys were living. Boy, I said, y'all live a life.
They got a nice life, that's for sure. Chad's in Tulsa. He's up on the fan. Chad, what's the best trade in Wisconsin sports history?
Hey, that last caller just stole my thunder. I was going with Ray Allen, so I'll throw out one of the worst ones.
Yeah.
I wasn't too happy that, you know, hindsight being 2020. We traded to get tractor trailer for Whiskey.
Oh, that's true. That's a tough one too when you bring that up. Thanks, Chad. Because Sparky, they never really, that deal was agreed upon the night before, right? Like, so they didn't know exactly. Well, obviously they didn't know what Dirk was going to be because most teams didn't really scout European players like that at that time.
Todd Nelson was way ahead of the curve scouting over there.
Yeah, he was
way ahead of the curve, and the Bucks, but back then, didn't have the finances or resources to put into doing all that stuff and weren't doing it. And my belief that I had heard was that Senator Cole loved him some tractor trailer. So did I. I loved me some tractor trailer, too, in Michigan.
So you and the Senator agree?
He got in that huge coming out Midnight Madness before he even played a game in Michigan. I was a big fan. But after that huge car accident that he got in, he was never really the same player after that. It kind of went downhill on him. But, yeah, I mean, the Dirk thing doesn't really bother me all that much because nobody really knew what it was.
A seven-footer that can shoot?
Right, but like he just said, nobody was scouting over there. It wasn't like the entire league but the Bucks knew that. Because if everybody knew what he was going to be, he would have went higher. Mm-hmm. He would have went higher in the draft.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Because Giannis would have went higher.
No doubt.
100%,
yeah. Giannis would have been number one overall.
I mean, so from that perspective, it wasn't like everybody knew. Just like when everybody brings up the Tony Mandridge pick and wants to rip Tom Bratz for that. Ooh, everybody in the league drafts him two after Aikman.
Yes.
Everybody. Aikman was one. Mandridge was two.
It was a consensus
pick. That was
it.
There was no. So whether that had been Green Bay making that pick or Chicago or Kansas City or Detroit.
Yep.
Detroit had Barry.
Atlanta
Kansas City
tough.
Took Derek Thomas.
Yep.
I mean, there were a lot of studs at the top of that
Deion
draft.
Deion Sanders won five.
Yeah. Everybody was taking Mandridge two after Aikman won one.
You know Deion a lot better. How long would Deion have stayed in Green Bay?
No, he would have made it work. Deion is a problem solver, not a problem creator.
He
solves problems.
Got to see his movie that he had on, Deion's double play, the 30 for 30 that they did on him.
Yes.
That is one of, by far, my favorite stories of all
time.
His
30 for 30 in short films, don't be surprised that he's working on something with his sons, who are great kids, a movie type, documentary type.
Mm-hmm.
I think that'll win an Academy Award.
Deion also said that he's going to take over a college football team within the next 2 years. He should.
Oh, no question about that.
Should Deion take Michigan State? I think he should wait. I don't know. I wouldn't take that one.
Deion is a problem solver.
So he would be able to solve it.
Faith. He'll get these kids in some Bible study and not the clubs and show them they can do both.
Well, that's true.
And get the right person in there.
Let's go to John on the east side. John, best trade in Wisconsin sports history was what?
Well, gentlemen, it's a far of trade, but I'm calling. I'm just driving around here, and I thought I've got to call in with the third best trade of all time because nobody else has mentioned it.
Okay, well, you go ahead, Mr. John. That's why we got you. Yeah.
Charlie Polk and Flynn Robinson for number one, Oscar Robertson.
That's a good one.
That is a really good one. Thanks, John.
And that was Oscar.
It'd be like 75 because somebody called in and explained that one to us.
Oscar Robertson, that was at the end of his career. That wasn't necessarily early on in his prime. So Oscar was kind of towards the end of his career. Lou Alcindor coming in at the beginning of his career, and it all worked out perfectly, obviously. But that's a great one. Nobody ever brings that one up.
What about Fred Vinson for Amon Green?
Yeah, Fred Vinson always hurt. Amon Green, the fumbler. And it worked out because Amon Green was a stud. Vinson never did anything in Seattle.
All-time leading rushing.
Vinson never did anything in Seattle.
No, but at the time, they wanted a third corner. He fit.
So they drafted three of them.
No, I'm talking to Seattle to get rid of Amon Green. We need a third corner. Hey, we got one for you.
Yeah.
Think about that draft. Antoine Edwards, nope. Fred Vincent, nope. And then the third quarterback they took was Mike McKenzie, and he was the one that worked out of all three of them.
Yeah. Mike McKenzie was shut down.
Shut down, number 34.
Had a couple good years in New Orleans.
No doubt about it. Yeah, he was almost better in New Orleans.
He was a smaller version of Wayne Simmons, and that's the reason why teams kept calling him. Can you come back? Same as Terrell Buckley. Man, I'm retired. No, come back. Just play third corner. McKenzie was amazing.
No doubt about
it. As Tyrone Williams.
414-799-1250. What is the best trade in Wisconsin sports history? There's one other one for the Milwaukee Brewers that I'm stunned has not been brought up yet. Actually, two in Milwaukee Brewers history that I'm pretty stunned have not been brought up yet. We'll bring those up to you next. Mm-hmm. Here also, your solution to Valentine's Day, which is on Friday. That's February 14th. It's the same day every single year. Sorry, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer.
Yeah, no problem. Valentine's Day is Friday. When it comes to flowers for your special person, make it to Lockers Florists. They brought me a beautiful bouquet of roses in here earlier today. My thanks to them, and I already have people on the staff asking if I can get them deals. Not some out-of-town online marketer where you don't know what eventually will get to your special person. Lockers is locally owned, and since 1911, they've been creating joy in people's hearts with beautiful floral arrangements. Visit LockersFlorist.com right now. Don't wait. Find the right Valentine's arrangement to light your eyes up. From the Modern Love Assortment, their Love You Forever option featuring chocolate-covered strawberries and a plush teddy bear. Lucky in love. Or let the Lockers floral experts customize an arrangement that says, I love you now and always. Visit LockersFlorist.com for details. Or call them right now. Again, get ahead of it, guys. It's Monday. It's on Friday. 276-7673. 276-7673 to ensure timely delivery or pickup. Or you can have it delivered before Friday to her office. Imagine the envy of her coworkers who want to know where those beautiful dozen roses came from. Lockers Florist, of course. Call them today at 276-7673. 276-7673. Or visit them at LockersFlorist.com.
28 years ago to the day, is it the consensus best trade in Wisconsin sports history? Brett Favre for a number one pick to the Green Bay Packers. What do you believe is the best trade in Wisconsin sports history? We're also a little bit evil, so you can drop us the worst as well. Wendy's Big Show on the Fan. Years ago to the day, Brett Favre became a Green Bay Packer for a first-round pick. Dude that was hungover and missed the team photo for the Atlanta Falcons as a rookie gets shipped up to Green Bay for a first-round pick.
I wouldn't want my picture took with them neither. Neither.
You wouldn't want to tell people you're on the 92 Falcons?
Stop it. I missed because your team terrible. Going to the Packers with Leroy Butler.
The 92 Falcons, they weren't that bad, I don't think. Who was the quarterback? Christopher Chandelier?
That's what they call him?
Yeah.
Chris Miller?
Yeah, because he was hurt all the time.
Hey, man, I'm not doing
that. Yeah, Christopher Chandelier. I think that's what his nickname. They weren't a bad team. I think they were about 500. Yeah, Falcon guy, born and bred.
Sure, right.
They weren't going to win that.
No.
So nobody was excited about Brett Favre taking over the Atlanta Falcons at the time?
No.
No? Okay.
You said,
No, that makes sense.
One of your senior friends.
But I think they also had Billy Joe Tolliver.
He factored into the throwing equation.
We just talked about these days. What were you sleeping?
Yeah, I was eating this beef jerky over here.
It is always fun when they bring food in.
That's what they told you it was?
I'm always a big fan of when they drop these in. Huh?
But that what they told you it was? Yeah. Beef something?
Beef jerky. Okay. Don't break the box, man.
Well, he's always yelling at me to keep my finger on it, and then sometimes
every
I'm slamming
Gary
this
speaks,
thing, and then I got to go the old-fashioned way with the mouse and be able to, there we go, there's the hot button. Sorry.
I wish I was that smart to run out of little computers. I just like to talk crazy
keep talking. Go ahead, Billy.
It's all good, man. Don't worry about it. 414-799-1250. What's the best trade in Wisconsin sports history? I got one more that I'm surprised hasn't been brought up.
Smartest guy in the room.
Let's go to Al first. Al, you're on the Wendy's Big Show.
Hey, hi.
Hey, Al.
Okay, I may have missed one, but Zach Greinke. I was floored when the Brewers pulled that trade off.
Big time.
Oh, yeah, there's another one. Okay.
That one did absolutely stun me, Al. Appreciate it. And also, They ended up getting most of those guys back.
Yeah, they did.
Jeremy Jeffers came back. Alcides Escobar stayed around, and he bounced around. But then they brought Lorenzo Cain back for 5 years, $80 million. He was one of the big centerpieces of that deal. And without Zach Greinke, they are nowhere near two games away from the World Series that year.
Greinke still got good stuff, though.
He does, yeah. He really, really does.
That dude, he can really throw it.
And my favorite part of it is
what's that?
He is never going to back down to anybody. You want to go and charge him out on Zach Greinke? You're going to look at him and be like, oh, I can take this kid. Mm-hmm. No chance.
He ain't going nowhere now. He's standing there.
He got the same arm angle. Yeah. I don't care what pitch
he's
throwing.
I don't know if Zach Greinke is sure if people are running at him or not. I'm not sure what he's looking at.
No, he's just chilling there. He's like, okay, let's do this thing. Yeah. I'm ready to go. Whatever.
Okay.
I'll be okay. I'll fight. Collins in Burlington. Colin, what's the best trade in Wisconsin sports history?
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
Good, man.
I just wanted to bring up, I know it's not the best, but it helped us win a Super Bowl. We traded up in the first round for Clay Matthews.
That's a good one.
Good one, yeah.
Yep. That's a good one. Especially when Ted didn't like doing it.
Right.
That was also, thanks, Colin, that was also the pick, if I'm not mistaken, or at least part of the compensation package to trade up for Matthews that they got from the deal to send Brett Favre to the New York Jets.
And then also, if you have to think about it, a lot of people are going to say, I know they're on hold, I hate to take your thunder. But kind of the worst ones, I mean, could have been, you know, to move out of the first round and not take J.J. Watt's brother, who's just tearing it up.
Oh, that one might be one of the worst.
Pro Bowler.
Because you got,
well, you got Kevin King.
And you got
well, the other guy's gone. Badger.
Yeah. Vince Beagle, yeah.
Beagle, who's a great guy and family. But people are going to bring that up.
Vince Beagle got himself a nice little job in Miami. He's going to get himself a contract next year for that.
Well, good for him. God is good. But that's going to be one people bring up, unless Kevin King turn out to be a Pro Bowler next year.
Best trade in Wisconsin sports history, but we also like the bad stuff. So we'll go with the evil ones as well. I want to see if anybody else can get this one that I got on the tip of my tongue. Tom is in Racine. He's up on the Fan. Tom, you're on the Wendy's Big Show.
Trade where they acquired Ted Simmons and Pete Bukovich.
That's the one.
And then you also can't let go the trade where they acquired Cecil Cooper.
Oh, that's another good one, too. No doubt about it. Yeah. And being able to grab both of those guys,
that was
the start to that 82 Brewers run that they had. Now, I'm not totally sold on what I believe it was all together, was when they were able to get Raleigh Fingers in that deal as well. He traded Fingers, the Cardinals traded Fingers, Simmons, and Vukovich to the Brewers. That one was for Cisco Lozano, Larry Sorensen, and David Green, along with Dave LaPointe. Those are the boys that got in there. And then all Raleigh Fingers did when he came to the Brewers was be the most valuable player and the Cy Young Award winner and save 29 games in 82. And if he doesn't get hurt, they probably win that World Series. That's the toughest part about that whole fiasco as well.
But isn't Brett Favre the only one that won a championship so far?
That would be true.
I mean,
Clay Matthews did.
Right. That's another one.
Mm-hmm.
So the Packers still dominate. But I think when you're really bad and you make a trade and you're really good, not to win a championship, but just really good, that's worth it.
Being able to bring CeCe Sabathia in here and get those playoff appearances going, that was different.
I will say this, the Brewers did offer him 5 years, $100 million.
True. They tried to.
Yeah, but come on, he wasn't going to. I mean, the Yankees were going to break the bank. Like
they gave him $162 million. Yeah. I wouldn't have stayed in Milwaukee, and I love the place. I would also went to New York there for that.
And I don't know if pitching in his ballpark is pitcher-friendly, but the fan base really rallied around the organization. Said they're going to do anything possible to win, to get in the playoff and win. And that, people my age, 51, they appreciate that, and they don't forget about it. That's why they still get 40,000 on a Tuesday.
Sparky, what was the reaction like to that Vukovic Fingers and Ted Simmons trade? Because, I mean, Cisco Lozano was a pretty well-appreciated guy here, wasn't he?
Yeah, and that is more of a Tim Allen question because I was actually too young myself to remember that one, to be quite honest.
Sure.
I was alive, obviously, but I don't remember reaction like if I was in a sports talk radio type reaction at that point. But do remember that, you know, that baseball team, and man, oh man, I mean, Harry Dalton was the general manager of that whole crew and put that whole crew together. And then after Harry Dalton left, it kind of went downhill after that, really, until Doug Melvin came in.
To a thick slide,
Harry
right.
Dalton was a hell of a general manager for the Milwaukee Brewers back in the day in the AL. Remember, you had to deal with the Yankees. in their prime with Winfield and all of those guys and having to deal with them because they were in the AL East back then. It wasn't all these divisions of only four or five teams.
Too,
and you had to deal with all Roger Clemens and the Red Sox, right, and the Orioles and Cal Ripken and those guys. I mean, that was some rough slutting back in the day for Milwaukee.
414-799-1250. We'll keep this going into Pick a Lane, but first want to grab Austin listening on the radio.com app in D.C. Austin, what's the best trade in Wisconsin sports history?
Hey, guys. Love the show. I wouldn't say it's the greatest, but it's a good one, and it's recent where we acquired Travis Shaw for Tyler Thornburg. You know, Shaw had some, you know, 30 home run years with us, and Thornburg had those arm issues and really never pitched for the Red Sox.
That's true. And then they also got Mauricio Dubon from that deal as well, and then they were able to parlay him last year into Drew Pomeranz, who's one of the main reasons why that team went to the playoffs last
year. For sure.
While Travis Shaw did nothing last year, and I mean nothing. He's actually a negative war player, so he cost the Brewers a win. But you were able to move that on, move that piece into another opportunity into this year. That is another good one as well, and another one executed by David Stearns. Stunned nobody brought up the Josh Hader deal here.
Oh, look at you.
The Carlos Gomez trade, right? Mm-hmm.
Oh. Carlos Gomez and Mike Fiers. Mike Fiers went on to throw, you know, two no-hitters.
We still got time, though, Billy.
But my man Adrian Hauser is also going to be in the starting rotation this year.
Got Brett Phillips, you turned around.
Mm-hmm. Got that. You were able to move him along with Domingo Santana, who turned into Ben Gamel, who's a fan favorite as well.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Let's go into Pick a Lane with this as well. It'll be one of them. What's the best trade in Wisconsin sports history? Also, is the XFL here to stay? What aspect of this Milwaukee Brewers team scares you the most? And Marvin Williams, it has now been confirmed by the Milwaukee Bucks.
Go.
He is with the team. Dragan Bender no longer as they request waivers. We're back after this on 105.7 FM, The Fan, Wendy's Big Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.